static. Oh, damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Hey, wait. That doesn't sound bad. That's really weird. Well, I'm going to assume that I sound okay on the stream because I sound okay in my own ears here. Yeah. One of those things that we tried to fix it basically made it so the mic was on even though it wasn't selected in the broadcast program, and the music stopped, so you all got to listen to me breathe for a while. Hopefully it wasn't creepy robot breathing. Well, I'm just going to pretend that this is going to continue to work, and all right. Maybe next time I play a song, it'll completely screw up. You know what might have happened is it might have been playing a song while I was talking. There's some setting in this that makes it automatically queue up songs, and if it can't find one in the queue, it just randomly picks a song out of the history. And, Okay. All right, well, I think I'm just going to start answering questions. We're already a quarter of the way through the show, and no content so far. All right, Fineldar says, how come you can't cook the herbal stuffing with a tofurkey leg, then cook that with the tofurkey gravy and make a hippie buffet or something, even though that isn't a buffet? Well, the way that Mr. Skull had originally wrote the stuff for the Thanksgiving content was that there would be some lower quality stuff that you would then cook together to make higher quality stuff. But what I didn't want, the thing is, I felt a little weird about putting this in the way that I did, because you run into one of those monsters every once in a while, regardless of where you are, and it kind of scales to your stats, so it's going to be, you know, marginally challenging at least, no matter where you are, because you can't really buff up for it. You know, you just have to, doing it just as a regular fight, it's going to tend to drag out a while and take a lot of your hit points away. So I wanted to make sure that whenever you ran into one of those things that you were pretty likely to get something good. And so there were two problems. Well, either you cook the two things together to make a really good piece of food that's like chow mein quality, which is approximately what I tried to do with the food that drops now, and then the individual ingredients are not particularly good, which means that you're just going to be pissed off because you run into one of these monsters and then all you got was half of what you needed to actually get some decent food. Or, you know, I could, like, fake it, have the two things be, you know, the individual ingredients be good, and then the combined one be slightly better, but then that's just kind of a waste. Yeah, so that's why. There were some recipes in place. A lot of what we ended up doing was just had the, you know, it was supposed to be that the candied yam golem dropped marshmallows and yams, and then you'd cook them together to make the candied yams, but we just decided to have them drop the candied yams. And the same thing with the turkey and the gravy and the stuffing and all that. I don't know. Maybe by next piece of Boros there'll be some, maybe you'll get a bonus if you eat one of each all in one day. That'd be kind of interesting. The spirit of Thanksgiving could fill you up and give you plus one mysticality. Kitty5150 says, is anything ever going to happen to make lag not so damn suck ass? Yes, in fact, new servers are chugging right along. It's yesterday I did a test migration of the situation is that the database servers are still not set up right. One of them got stuck in some kind of factory testing mode, and there was something, some last step of the factory install process that they'd forgotten to get it out of, so the guy ended up on the phone with support for a long time, having to reset jumpers on the motherboard and stuff like that, so they didn't get started getting the actual OS and everything set up and installed on those, and so he's messing with that and messing with different, I think I talked about this on Monday, actually, so his plan is to have it ready by the end of tomorrow. Last night, though, I talked to him. I worked with the guy who's doing the setup for a while. He got the forum/images server completely set up and ready for us to work on. So I did a sample sort of test migration of the forums over to the new box. And That worked really fine.
Warm and
really well.
Inside really, really well fine.
And so, yeah, I'm probably going to go ahead and migrate the images server over. And I need to figure out exactly how I want to do the forums migration. I'd like to do it in a way that that avoids downtime, but I don't know if that's really possible. We may end up with some issues where the forums on the old servers get locked, and until, because I don't think we can, I don't think the new ones are accessible by IP address. I'll have to try. I'll see if there's some way to get to them. But anyway, I'll have to take them down long enough to get a fresh copy of the data to send over there, and then I'll have to, it'll be a while before the DNS propagates out. So I think they claim up to 20, they claim like within 24 hours it's pushed out to everywhere. So, and I mean, since they're kind of the DNS people, I'm inclined to believe them. It is my sincere hope that this weekend we will spend migrating the game to the new servers and at least have something in testing, have something to tell you. I guess, let's see, Mr. Skullhead's gone, so I'll be doing the show solo on Monday, unless he ends up somewhere in jolly old England with a computer and whatnot. I don't know if he can broadcast from his laptop. Yeah, and I apologize if there was some sort of advertisement for the Sam Broadcaster. I cannot find my goddamn registration key. They won't resend it. There's no place to do that. It's not in any of the stuff they sent me when I bought the software. So yeah, this is a big pain in the ass, and I apologize if you hear any of that going on during the show. Hopefully, it won't happen more than once every a while. I got a pop-up window, so that means that I'll know if it happens, and I'll be able to apologize for it. Hopefully, by the next time I broadcast from here, all this shit will be straightened out. Let's see. Fineldar says, if you use a deodorant and a reodorant, do they cancel each other out? If so, why? Nothing can get rid of the stench of hippie. Put some deodorant on yourself and you'll see. Oh, wow. That was funny that you called me a hippie. I don't you remember Monday's show when I was telling you guys about my deodorant misadventures? I consider Tom's of Maine to be reodorant because it's just sort of deodorant for hippies. The damage that it did to my body was canceled by using some, I think, Degree. As opposed to Hot Stuff here, who's sitting on the couch across from me playing World of Warcraft as we speak. Because that's what he does for a living these days, is plays World of Warcraft instead of working for me. Anyway, he uses aerosol deodorant because he's the antithesis of hippie and likes destroying the ozone layer. Anyway, deodorant and reodorant cancel each other out because that's just the way the game mechanics work. In the same way that, you know, wearing a Ring of Conflict and wearing reodorant is equivalent to nothing. I'm pretty sure that enough data was already collected that people know those percentages. It's basically just a 5% increase per effect. Chance of, you know, getting the kind of encounter that you'd get. Bunny Up Andler says, will the new servers make rollover any shorter? I would assume that they will. That'll be interesting because that's something that just runs as fast as it can. So I want to say that the more we tune, I don't know. I feel like the faster that stuff runs, the better shape we're going to be in. And so that might be something that I use because that just does a ton of stuff. It generates a ton of database traffic running the daily script. And, I'm going to be interested to see when we first get stuff over there, how long that takes. You know, ideally it'll run in like half a second. It'll be like right on. So then we'll know that we can have like 4,000 simultaneous users per machine and still be rocket science fast. But, I doubt that that's going to be the case. I doubt it's going to be like that to begin with, especially, cause I would imagine that we're going to have to spend some time kind of tuning stuff. And by we, I mean the guys that we hired to do that. Because I don't want to be responsible for this shit anymore. If something breaks or if something is slow, I want to be able to just make a phone call and be like, "Hey, fix this right now." And also, I'm suing you. Yeah, because I never liked being a sysadmin. Fineldar says, if you have 10 multiple leaf clovers and multiple chewing gums on multiple strings, when you pick your three items, it adventures again automatically. A large waste of an adventure and clover. Wait, really? I'm almost sure that's not true. It might... Huh. That, yeah, I don't think that could have been overlooked to begin with. I'll take a look at it though, because now that I think about it, the way that script actually works, it's not using the adventure script anymore. So it, no, I don't think so. I'll take a look though. Yeah, Gorblex says, how about eat/drink multiple links? Nope. Although eventually, I'm probably gonna cave and do that. But that does not mean, Gorblax, that you should send me 500 messages. Let's see. Lilith says, can there be an option from the account pane to use custom avatar forms from there? For those of us in Hardcore who've been waiting so patiently to use our CAFs and went Hardcore right before rollover on the 13th, since I've, never gone Hardcore before, and didn't realize I'd not be able to touch my poor custom avatar form. Shakes head ruefully. I don't know, man. I mean, I'm tempted to say no because I just don't want people to submit custom avatar forms ever. Because that's just something that constantly makes me feel like that feeling you get when you have a dream where you're back in high school and there's a test you haven't studied for. I don't like feeling like that. I was thinking about just not bringing custom avatar forms back at all. Because that would be by far the easiest thing. We got... The first day, we had like 30 submissions, and 80% of them were just... had us hanging our heads, shaking them, sighing, and then rejecting the forms. But then they'll be resubmitted with equally bad requests, and it's just... People don't read the guidelines, you know? And then people do read the guidelines, and they say, I know this isn't within the scope of the guidelines, but can I have... And then the answer to that question is just always no. If you bother to specify that it's outside the guidelines, then we can't do it. We're constantly behind on these things because the requests... You know, within the guidelines, it's like it doesn't take us all that long, and it's easy to just every day do the custom avatars that have been submitted that day, or, you know, even once a week doing it. But because all of the requests are so ridiculous, they just... We don't want to do them. Get behind. End up having to spend 1 week a month, or 1 week every 3 months, just doing avatars, and it's terrible. let's see... Ginny suggests making an item called Blue Screen of Death, which is made out of a whole bunch of blue pixels, and it's a kick-ass combat item. Sen says, hey, Jake and Scully, is it possible to add a function to rearrange the order of your trophies? I'd like to put them in a good-looking order as I get them. I don't think that's all that important. It just seems like it... it seems like it's... Yeah, sorry, I got ahead of myself reading questions. I can't imagine a way of doing that isn't really complicated interface-wise, and, you know, it's just not... I should probably order them by something consistent, but let's see. Arcane says, does the Doppelshifter use the same no-repeat code as the Adventures? It should. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's worth taking up the space in the session keeping track of that, because it's got enough things to do that it should be relatively unlikely that you're going to hit the same one twice in a row. Although, you know, you're going to notice clusters, because that's just how randomness works. But the other thing is, it gets less and less likely as time goes by and we add more and more familiars. Let's see... Sizzler says, the KOL documentation states that the game is in open beta. How often is the documentation updated? We actually went through and redid the documentation relatively recently. I want to say it was after the second KOL con, I think. So it's been just a couple months ago. There should be an announcement in there. Yeah, I guess it's probably time to change it from open beta to something else. Or, no, Hot Stuff says no. We're covering our asses by saying it's open beta, because that way anything can go wrong, and we're in gamma, he says. Bite the Bullet says, will there ever be an option to make the game's interface a more PSP-friendly size? I was thinking about that today, actually, because I was using my Sidekick to try and find out where IKEA is, because I'm on the cutting fucking edge. I got a Sidekick, I shop at IKEA, and it's like, I'm so modern and hip. You can't even approach me in modernity or hipness. It was funny. We were at the hippie sandwich shop the other day, where all the sandwiches are named after marijuana, and they were playing this cover of a Modern English song. And Hot Stuff pointed out that it was a modernization of Modern English, and then we decided that it was actually postmodern English. Yep. Okay. Anyway, so I was using the Sidekick to try and find out where IKEA was, because we started driving there and then realized we had no fucking idea where it was, which always happens. You would think that since that always happens, that I would anticipate it before I left the house and, you know, look it up, but nope. I always think, we'll figure it out. So then I end up having to use my shitty web browser on my Sidekick to try and do something, and I eventually found it, but it just occurred to me that, like, you know, I don't understand why there isn't... Actually, I do. I mean, there's not going to be any good browser detection code where it's like throws you into some really simplified interface if you're using whatever, because then everyone would start pretending that they were using that. Like, every nerd who just doesn't want to see advertising and just wants everything to work like Google, you know, would just be using that all the time. But I don't know. I don't know that it's really all that plausible to get KOL working on a tiny, tiny screen like that. I mean, compact mode has a problem in that it requires JavaScript for the dropdowns at the top to work. I honestly feel like that's the biggest complaint that I get about compact mode is see, this is what happens when I start answering IMs and stuff. I can't talk and do anything else at the same time. So they complain that the dropdowns at the top suck, and people don't like interfaces that work like that. And I guess I don't either, but I'm so used to this one that it's just really not a big deal. So yeah, maybe I ought to do a thing where you can switch to compact mode, but leave the links at the top. Maybe. Yeah. Fanildar says, shouldn't Disco Bandits have an insult skill that damages after attacks based on Moxie? It takes Moxie to have good insults, and it adds insult to injury. Ho-ho! Maybe a skill called insult to injury, which just does combat damage based on your Moxie, which would just make Moxie classes unstoppable again. Sizzler says, is it possible, and would it be a programming problem, to allow clan leaders to toggle clan warfare messages appearing on the message board? Some boards fill up quite quickly. That's something that we'll be thinking about as we revamp the clan interface completely. There's a lot of different ways we can do that. I mean, we might just set the clan warfare to, like, we could just add it to the log and not do the messages anymore. It could be in its own section of the log. I keep saying that I'm going to do this. Actually, it's been a long time since I've even thought about it, but the clan log I know is kind of crappy and hard to read now, and I keep meaning to make that divided out into sections or whatever, and I keep not doing it. And Naked Jew asks again, how much meat has been sunk as a result of people buying spray paint to use at the graffiti wall? You know, I don't know. Let me check. I don't know. I think I may have cleared out the graffiti wall at some point, though. Let's see. Looking at the graph wall table. Yeah, I must have cleared this out at some point. Let's see. How much meat does a spray paint cost? Like 30? I don't know. Let's see. Seaside Town, Market Square, The Market. Spray paint is 50 meat. So that's times 50. Looks like 5,076,850 meat worth of paint has been on the wall since the last time I wiped that. I don't remember if I wiped it, actually. Yeah. Let's see. How much has been sunk into the flea market by the 100 meat fee, he asks. That, I have no idea, because there's no record of how much stuff has gone through the flea market. There's only a record of how much is in there at a given time. Gorblax asks a question about a sign that I'm just not going to answer. Mortis says, why do level restrictions on accessing the mall and joining and forming clans apply to people who've completed an ascension? Would it be possible for them not to apply? I don't know that it would really make that much difference. I mean, because you're going to be a high enough level to shop in the mall before you get out of Ronin. And you can stay in a clan. You just can't change clans. I guess maybe the one for joining a clan. But, I don't know. Say what? It's level 3. Hot stuff, which they say it's level 3, so it doesn't matter. You get to level 3 like 10 turns in. Naked Jewel also says, are the barrel full of barrels and the dungeon full of dungeons references that I just don't get? And if so, to what? No, they're not references to anything, really. You know, barrels, like Diablo, just has millions of barrels that you smash, and all those, the new, like, Baldur's Gate games for the Xbox and stuff, and, like, Champions of Norrath, the, like, EverQuest ones, and, like, I guess they're mostly the Baldur's Gate games, but those, they're just, you know, you constantly run around just smashing barrels, and there's potions inside them, so I just figured, you know, the barrel full of barrels. The dungeon full of dungeons is weak. I don't like that. We need some kind of unified interface for it instead of it just being... We need that to actually have a sense of location. Some sort of, like, tunnel that has different doors leading out of it, maybe, or, like... I don't know, man. Vlad Slipshod says, is it possible for all the familiars that are in the arena to be the same type of familiar? No, I think there are only two of each familiar in there. And I also think that I don't know that I actually did this. Is it possible for there to be two of the same type in there? It is not. Okay, so I fixed that bug where there could be more than one. So no, it's especially impossible for all the familiars in the arena to be the same type of familiar. Grayson says, hi, Jick. Are there any plans to revamp PvP? At the moment, it's just a matter of bullying players 3 levels lower to guarantee a win. How about a bigger prize for a 5-0 win? There are a lot of ideas for PvP, and they're just, I don't know. I feel like there are other things that could use more work. There are other things that could be done that would make more people happy. We got to figure out, like, one of these days, we're going to have to all sit down as a company and, like, sort of figure out what our focus is at this point. Because right now, you know, it's been, okay, focus is getting KOLCon 2 set up and executed. And then after that, focus is getting the new servers. And that's just kind of what we've been doing. And, you know, just the random things that happen in between here and there, you know, that's just kind of the day-to-day stuff that we do while we're not working on whatever the main thing is that we're working on. So we just sort of got to decide what the main thing is that we're going to be working on. Starting out, and I feel like clan stuff is something that we could really add a lot to. I don't necessarily mean clan versus clan, though there'll be some stuff that we've got. We've got some ideas for some stuff that's going to be cool there, but, you know, some sort of clan. I don't know, more things for clans to work together toward, and more ways for clans to communicate with each other. I mean, just setting up, you know, repurposing the clan message board as an actual message board is something that really won't take that long, and I really think that it would make a lot of people really happy to be able to actually have, like, a forum built into the game for their clan. And, yeah, there are... Marshall and his crew of people have come up with a lot of really, really elaborate ideas for PvP. And they're the kind of thing that when I look at them, I sort of like, I see them as a combination of my two least favorite things, which are PvP and work. But I really think that it would be possible. I honestly feel like if I figured out a way to do PvP that made me interested in it, that I would have come up with a good PvP system, and it would be something that we'd, you know, be real enthusiastic, or by we, I mean me, would be really enthusiastic about working on, and would, you know, just kind of get down, and everybody would be all like, wow, what a remarkable and completely novel and just inspired PvP system this game has, but I don't know. I don't really like competition. I don't like playing games against other people. Although, I don't know. I'm trying to think of my early video game experiences to figure out why I feel like that. Like, when I was playing video games with other people, it was either like, I don't know. I played a lot of RBI Baseball on the original Nintendo with my dad. And I think with that, I enjoyed that, like, A, because it was with my dad, and B, because we had approximately the same skill level. You know, it was like just a kind of a game that we were playing. It wasn't, and there's, with an RPG, you can't really do that because players have approximately the same skill level. I mean, a skill-based PvP game that did not, a lot of what's good about Marshall's proposal is that there are just really not very many stat contests. Mini games are really the way that everything is determined, and like non-stat related mini games, and it's possible to be good at it, you know, like by knowing which mini games are more likely to happen, doing things that impact the likelihood of certain mini games coming up, and that kind of thing. But even then, it's still just, I don't know. Like, I guess people like things that are that complicated, but I don't. I don't know. But most of what I did when I played video games with other people was either like, you know, two-player Super Mario Brothers, where you're not really playing against other people, you're just taking turns playing a single-player game, or like Contra, where you're cooperative, or Life Force. That was like the best game. That was my favorite Nintendo game, I think. Or let's say that was my favorite two-player Nintendo game. There was like Gradius 2, except you had two ships on the screen. And I think my favorite Nintendo game was probably Bionic Commando. Because you couldn't jump, man. You couldn't jump. It was like a revolution in platformers. Aldous says, just throwing an idea for Familiar Core out there. Perhaps your normal familiars are imprisoned somehow, and you get the option to free certain non-Mr. Store ones as you progress. Yeah, that's actually, it gives you your old familiars back as you use the new ones. And then at the end of the run, it gives you all the ones that you don't have. It could just drop the ones with, it could default to the name of the familiar that you had in your Ascension Storage familiar bucket. Yeah, Eldis says also, then once the sorceress is beaten, all the remaining ones would be freed, and you don't end up dumping a whole terrarium of newly acquired familiars. Spaz Attack says, Jick, how does the melee attack work with Lunging Thrust Smack? Does it get tripled with the attack or added on after the end? The way Lunging Thrust Smack works, and I think the way Thrust Smack works, is that it figures out how much damage your attack would do before it applies the bonus for your stats being higher than the monster's stats, and then it triples that, or doubles it, depending on if it's Lunging Thrust or just Thrust. I really was sad to lose. It used to be that there was Thrust Smack, Lunge Smack, and Lunging Thrust Smack, and I really liked that little trinity there, but then there was no point to having two of the initial skills, so yeah. A Naked Jew says, if I donate $4,000 to the game, will Jit get a mohawk mullet for me? No. I will not get a mullet for you or any man. Or any amount of money. Actually, you know, I'd probably get a mullet for like $1 million. Legend Dan says, what's the name of the third moon that controls the Were Taco? And is the Warwolf controlled by any moon at all? No. It's a Warwolf. It's not a werewolf. The Spooky Forest is really not very good. its theme initially was, you know, like movie monsters, and that was like the third zone in the game. There was the Haiku Dungeon, Cobb's Knob, and the Spooky Forest. And the Spooky Forest was like, oh, let's just put everything in here. And then later on, it was, you know, we added some more undead, and then it's like, oh, crap, that zombie doesn't... Although that's one of the coolest. I like that encounter. One thing that I really want to do is I want to look at the Spooky Forest, and I'm almost sure that I could, without losing any content, really dramatically reduce the number of non-combat adventures that are in the Spooky Forest so that it would actually... so that it might make sense in the context of a speed run to unlock the temple. Because it wouldn't just involve wasting a shitload of turns in the Spooky Forest getting all those non-combat adventures. Yon Dungeon Man says, did you allow custom avatar forms to be used right after I ascended on purpose because I kept on bugging you about them? Vlad says it's because you think I'm a cock blocker, I guess. I'm not aware of you ever having blocked any cock. So, no. It's really surprising to me the number of people who are saying that they ascended right before the avatar forms came back and now are pissed off because their forms are in Hank's. I mean, it's only going to be a week before you submit it, and if you submitted it now, we wouldn't get it done by then anyway. So wait until you, wait until you ascend and everything will be fine. You know, wait until you're out of Ronin, wait until you free the king, whatever, if you're hardcore. Zen00 says, why is it that when you search for a store in the mall, then click on a store, and then click the search button again, you search for whatever was the last item you searched for instead of the last store you searched for? Well, it's because I don't really expect people to ever use the store search. Yeah. St. Michael 66 says, what is the topic tonight? We don't really have topics. Yeah. YoshiDude89 says, are there still major things in the game no one has discovered yet, even after such a long time it surprises you? Well, there are still 7 trophies that haven't been found. And I think that's about it. I think almost everything else has been seen. Oh, except for the 5 new Ultra Rares. And the 8 new Ascension Paths that nobody's figured out how to unlock yet. And there's 2 Secret Familiars, says Hot Stuff, that haven't been found yet. We're just, you know, making shit up. Or are we? Jedi Coconut, as ever, it's been hard for us Aussies to be able to donate $10 US. I wonder, could you make something like a Mr. Oi for Aussies who donate $10 Australian? You could take the piss out the Aussies all you want, just as long as we get them. Anyway, it's a helpful idea for the people of Down Under who are strapped for cash. Cheers, me. I'm reluctant to do more of those Mr. Currency things because I don't like money. Zen00 says, is there any way to make private messages longer? I keep getting cut off when sending messages to Radio Bugbear. Well, no, I don't want them to be longer. I don't want the chat table to have a text field. I want it to have just a character field, and you're sort of limited to 255 characters in that. And that's really long enough for anything in the chat. That's long enough for a private message. It's maybe not long enough for a lot of the questions that people want to ask here. And I might eventually, because I sort of told Phoenix and Nama that I would write them a Radio Bugbear equivalent, and I think it might makes sense, especially now that our shows overlap rollover, that I write an interface for people to be able to send just like a submission. Like you go to a separate page, or like maybe the radio page during times when we are on the radio page has a forum for submitting questions to whoever is on the radio. But then, if people submitted them during rollover, they wouldn't be able to necessarily say who they were. They would lie, and it'd be like, Bashy asks, and then something that Bashy wouldn't say. Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably never change that. Glebe says, how was the new Mario and Luigi RPG? I haven't finished it yet. I haven't actually played it in a few days. I forget what I've been playing. I've been playing World of Warcraft a lot, and I just got an early Christmas present of Star Wars Battleground for the PSP. I'll see how that is. Maxima is asking about the new servers. How much lag will the new servers reduce? We don't really have any way of knowing until we get them there. I hope a lot. I hope all of it. Di Vernon says, would you describe Amplitude as cockthirsty? Yes. Yes, I would. Zen00 says he's sending an item for a marshmallow monster.
Be sure to register.
Oh, looks like we got another message about registering Sam. Too bad I already registered it. You douchebags who won't send me my goddamn registration key. Unforgivable. I'm telling you, unforgivable. Diver and asks, how goes construction of the Hooker Factory? Yeah, pretty good. So far it's got a dirt floor. How about a familiar, says Vulgaris, that buffs your stats percentage-wise based on its weight, so 10 pounds is 10%. That would be incredibly overpowered, because you can get familiars up to close to 50 pounds now, and that's just, for that to be just on all the time, that's really too much. Devonin says, what's the origin of the name Jick? That gets asked a lot. I wanted a name that sounded like a guy's name, but wasn't. So I just started saying guys' names and replacing the vowels with other vowels until I got that one. Zeno's asking, Zen00... As before, I suggested more pie in the kingdom. I was hoping that you could make it so you can make pie with one of each of the basic fruits. Yeah, I mean, if there was a good thing for it to do, you know? I mean, I don't see the point of just making a bunch of stuff so that every recipe that ought to work works. I don't know. Di Vernon says, since the Fez of Etymology appears, is there any chance of the terrible underwater pirates of terrible deathly doom from the Fez comedy thing showing up? I don't know. I haven't actually listened to the first one of those, but I didn't remember to download the rest of them. Sorry, Faustus. Should try that again. In the help section of the forums, there was a person asking if melee damage bonus of Flaming Talons extended to ranged weapons. Do they? I think they do, actually. I think. Because ranged counts as melee. Which it probably shouldn't, but then that's just going to be... That's too significant a thing to put in now, to change now. Alfredo says, will Jick accept hard ward donations, presumably meaning hardware? There's not really any reasonable way for us to accept hardware donations, so and I appreciate the thought, but probably not. Canker Girl says, the skills page needs a serious revamp. Rather than a pull-down, cast one only sort of a deal, it would be awesome to have a table a la Managed Mall Store where one could cast many at once. Huh. That's an interesting idea. The ability to like chain use skills. I mean, I feel like that is requested primarily because of lag, and hopefully that won't be an issue. So we'll see. I mean, I think a lot of stuff that people are frustrated by now will become less frustrating as it becomes more responsive. Yeah. Let's see. Gorblack says, now that the beet is extinct, would you be so kind as to tell us what the eat message was and its effects? I don't think it was food. I think it was just, I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't anything that you could consume, and it didn't have any effects. I was gonna do something with, like, the Nobgoblin perfume or something. I never got around to it. Zen00 says, so can you, you say you've canned the edible seal clubber skill? Do you have any idea of something to replace it? Well, it was never going to be edible. It was consumable, basically. It was something that would go away. I think that, I don't know, I keep, we've got an idea, like, the goal with it And I mean, maybe I should just like tell you what our thought process has been on this, and then that way everybody can be all like, hey, I have an idea for it. It should do this, this, and this, or be this thematically or whatever. The initial plan was that the Seal Clubber would be able to flatten stuff and make stickers that would go on your weapons. But it doesn't, there's, since the weapons don't have any identity, it doesn't, there's not really any way for it to make any sense. I mean, what the way that I had initially conceived it, you would put the stickers on your weapons. Each weapon, in addition to its like handedness, or maybe it would be equal to its handedness, although I think we eventually decided against that, would have a certain capacity for holding stickers. And then when you unequipped the weapon, the stickers would just disappear. If you equipped another weapon, the stickers would just disappear. But that just kind of sucks. I mean, it's not very satisfying. I mean, it was basically like buffs that lasted until you unequipped your weapon. And so, I mean, you know, and they were just going to do things like add extra little enchantments to weapons. They were basically another equipment slot, so that they stickers could be enchanted in exactly the same way that regular equipment was. And it was basically, the point of the Seal Clubber consumable, the reason that we wanted to get it in there, is because we wanted to make it so Seal Clubbers consumed equipment to make things that were consumable. So you'd flatten swords to make a sharp sticker. You'd flatten, you know, shields to make a protective sticker. Like just that kind of thing. Like, it would probably not just equipment. Like, we were thinking they'd also be able to smash, you know, food and booze and stuff like that. You know, just for generic, like, kind of stat boosting stickers. But it's, I don't know. Like, I don't, as much as I like the sticker idea, it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any, like, either the stickers, you know, are just equipment and never go away, in which case we've got exactly the same problem again, or they are just completely unsatisfying as a mechanic and just kind of don't make any sense. You know, it should be the case that you put a sticker on a weapon and then you unequip that weapon, and then when you equip that weapon again, you get the stickers back, but it's just impossible to keep track of that, because what if you sell it? It's not, you know, the game doesn't know which weapon is which. It only knows that, you know, you have these stickers on right now, and it knows what weapon you have on right now, but once you take it off, it doesn't know. You know, you could put that weapon in your closet, you could sell it to somebody else, and it's just not the same weapon. It's just another sort of quantity plus in some table. So then Riff proposed the idea of some kind of, like, smoothies that were just, basically the same deal. Like, you still smash stuff into, like, powder, and then you use it to make smoothies, which are just things that, you know, work like potions. Maybe hit spleen, but I don't like the smoothies idea. I mean, not that smoothies are any less sissy than stickers. But at least with stickers, you got to, like, smash stuff. So, I don't know. You know, thinking maybe a spleen item, since we don't want it to be some kind of consumable that you can just use an infinite amount of. You know, because we don't want to limit the effectiveness of the skill in terms of sinking equipment. I mean, because that, it sort of has a dual purpose, because it gives them something consumable, gives them something to sell. It also gets rid of equipment, which makes their smithing more valuable. Because once, equipment right now has no way of going away. So once you've smithed something, it's just there until somebody auto-sells it. And that's just probably not going to happen. And the mall is just glutted with equipment. The most powerful sword in the game, you know, sells for less meat than the shittiest booze in the game. And that's lame. But it's just because, you know, we don't want to make weapons break. We don't want to do this durability bullshit where you suddenly lose the weapon, because that isn't fun. Although, you know what was fun was, like, Final Fantasy Legend 2, I guess, did that where every item and spell in the game used exactly the same, every weapon and spell, I should say, used exactly the same mechanic. Like, you wouldn't buy a sword, you would buy 50 attacks worth of sword. You wouldn't buy a fire spell, you would buy 30 attacks worth of fire spell. And they would just go away. Unless you were a robot, in which case you could equip it and it would never go down, but the more times you unequipped it, it would lose its power. That was kind of interesting. And it made it so parties made of nothing but robots were the best parties in the game. So it's probably kind of unbalanced. Let's see. It looks like I'm about 45 minutes in and about halfway through my questions. I am going to take a quick song break here because I want to drink some of my beer and maybe pee and, you know, maybe do some other stuff too. So here's some Bee Gees. And doubtless this will, after this song is over, play either Dueling Banjos or the Goonies song again. And then it may or may not make me sound like a robot when I come back. So here's hoping that this goes smoothly.
Time to make up.
sound like a robot? Yeah, I think I do. Huh. How about now? How about now? Huh. Okay. All right. I have no idea what actually changed there between it sounding like total ass and it sounding fine. I speculum blames cosmic rays. Let's see. LOTE says, the lag is horrible on holidays. Could you make an adventure that instead of being a holiday one, it's just an option to lose 10 adventures or gain one so only scripters get punished? I don't know that the holidays cause more people to run scripts. I really think that there are just more people playing. I don't know. You know, we'll see. We'll see what happens with the new servers. If lag gets bad on holidays, then we may start looking at seeing if there is any kind of abuse going on. Because there's, at the very least, there's a bunch of multi-abuse going on. So, I mean, the other thing is, though, the holidays are a good chance for the multi-czar to get a good burst of accounts to disable. Because people, you know, send in that stuff. Zen00 says, do you ever have KOL dreams? There's a thread with a few in the community section if you're interested. I don't think I've ever had a KOL dream, which is weird. He also says, tomorrow is the anniversary of the infamous Shorebots thread. Do you have any comments on this? No, just that they write bots, piss me off. LOT, no, I read that one already. Dancing Spleen says, so, any plans on tinkering with the Mr. A economy as it currently stands? I know a lot of people are pretty antsy. No, I don't plan on doing anything with it. I mean, I don't know, what are they down to? I think, I wonder, does Cold Front's stuff, does the Cold Front's marketplace data stop at rollover? I'll have to... Nah, must not, because it says there's like a billion meat through the mall today. Mr. Accessory, good grief. It's down 1.8 million from yesterday. That's really weird. Yeah, I don't know. According to Hot Stuff, it's just a fluke. I don't know what the prices of everything else is doing. It's interesting that for less money, you can get a Mr., you know, the Canadian Mr. A by mailing $10 Canadian, and it's worth twice, it sells for twice as much as a Mr. Accessory in the mall. That's probably bad. Yeah. Zen00 says, any idea what you're going to do for Crimbo, or are you still pie-dinking around the question? I don't know what pie-dinking means. But, no, we've got it all planned out. It's, everything is in the pipe. There'll be some stuff going on, probably, I think we've got it set to roll out Tuesday, if we get it done. Which, shit, we're going to work on some of that tomorrow, I guess. A Naked Jew says, Mommy Terra tried to send a TPS and a message to a clanmate and it never arrived. What the fuck is up with that? Well, I don't know. Report it and we'll take a look and see what happened. I don't think it actually disappeared. Zen00 says, what's your personal computer specs? Man, like three-quarters of the questions tonight are from Zen00. I don't know. I don't have much to speak of for computer. Like, my machine at home was a relatively up-to-date gaming machine, like, a year and a half ago, I guess. So, whatever that is. I think it's got, like, a Radeon 9800 video card, and it's got an 8X DVD-R, and, I don't know, some memory. Whoa. What the... Why am I using this crappy keyboard? I wonder if somebody stole my keyboard and replaced it with this crappy keyboard. I think they did, and that makes me angry. Why did I not notice that? And who's been here? That's really weird. Unless I put this up here, maybe I need to go buy a new keyboard. But I don't, surely not. I mean, I don't I know that I owned four of the keyboards that I like. Maybe they're all at the office. I think Zly's using one, and I'm using one on my work machine, but I don't have any other computers. I know I own at least three, because I had ones that I like these keyboards so much, I used it at work when I had a job, and so I got an extra when I quit my job. This mouse is okay. Seriously, what the hell, though? That's messed up. I'm going to Best Buy, like, tomorrow. Shaggy, it looks like... Weird. Shaggy, it looks like the first part of Shaggy's question is missing, and all I got was the second part, so I don't really know what he's talking about there. Zeno says, I've heard a lot of reports that damage absorption does little to help a person in combat. Because of these reports, I don't get some TT skills that increase damage absorption. Could you possibly explain damage absorption's effect on damage ratings? Well, you know, it figures out how much damage is done to you and then uses your absorption to figure out how much of that damage goes away. I think it might apply before the stat bonus is applied to the damage, so it's a little less noticeable than it might otherwise be. And the granularity is so large because the hit point numbers are relatively low that, you know, it's a little tricky sometimes. You can add a significant amount of absorption and it doesn't necessarily make any difference in a given fight. So that sucks. Zen00 says, when do the Hall of Records update? It's once an hour. I don't know when. Vlad Slipshod says, so is Hot Stuff a dirty exploiter on World of Warcraft? Yes, he is. He's constantly scaling mountains into places you're not supposed to be. And, something I realized when I talk to other people is that I suck at video games. Like, Hot Stuff has a guy... Well, no, I shouldn't say this. It's hard to say. Like, I feel like if Hot Stuff and I both had characters with, like, one day played on them, that his would be twice as high a level as mine, just because he's really thorough. And, like, he knew about all these quests that I just never found, the people who give the quests and stuff. That was kind of crazy stuff. Oh, Shaggy says, do Deodorant and Ring of Conflict stack for a double effect? Yes, they do. They're each a 5% boast. Boast. Boost. I know a lot of people are offering me registration codes for the broadcast program, but really, I don't think you want us using illegal software, and we don't want to use illegal software because I feel like we're exactly the kind of thing that those douchebags would go after for piracy. Just to make an example of something that, you know, they can actually fuck over meaningfully, but that doesn't have the resources to, like, get all lawyery at them. Anyway, so yeah, all of asymmetric publication software is legal, and I own this software. So, I mean, you know, I wonder if it would be illegal for me to use somebody else's registration code. I'm sure it would be, even though I do own the software, and I just can't get them to send me my own registration card. Zen00 says, it doesn't use the Clover or Adventure unless you take more items, but it does Adventure again. Well, what difference does it make then? The fix would be to just require one extra click, which I don't think anybody wants. Devonin says, have you considered a lost your shirt trophy for someone with a net loss of X meat in the MMG? Like actually being down a certain value rather than having lost X total. That's interesting. Zen00 says, what's the chance of there being a special user group for people in the Random Ramblings forum since the Ring of Flame gets their own? / whining. It's astonishing to me that they were willing to do that Ring of Flame thing. That had nothing to do with me. And so I think they just wanted to make the Ring of Flame an opt-in thing so that people couldn't complain. A lot of the time, I'm of the opinion that the best thing to do would just be to nuke the forums from orbit. Just, sorry, all there is gameplay discussion. That's the only thing I read, anyway. So... Community forum, screw you guys having meetups and stuff. You can post that in gameplay like you used to. LOTE says, couldn't you just make the custom avatar form so that you enter in what you want for a hat, weapon, pants, shirt, shield, and familiar? If that's too many, maybe make them pick only three. Yeah. But, man, I mean, I don't want people, I don't want it to be totally cookie cutter, because there's like some, you know, creative stuff that people can do. I mean, there's also like, you know, it, the shitty thing is, and I can't tell, saying this out loud just screws me, but like Forsyth requested a custom avatar, and it was clever enough that even though it was way outside the guidelines, I just like drew it for him. It didn't take very long. He wanted, you know, the custom avatar form, except human sized with the little guy that gets drawn. And that was clever. Like Carl Dark's avatar, which was a hand drawn little square with an X in it in the upper left hand corner of the thing. Like that was really clever. So I just did it. Like, I don't want to restrict people from requesting cool things. It's just that most of the people who submit custom avatar forms apparently just have no imagination whatsoever, because if you tried for 10 seconds to picture what you're asking for would look like, you would realize that it just isn't possible. So the answer is just to reject the ones that we don't want to do, because the ones that are within the guidelines are easy to do and don't take us very long, and they, you know, everybody's happy. But yeah. DeCyclops says, you're calling it a beta because that way you can delete entire databases and it's okay. Damn right. Count D requests a new Frank skill that reduces fumble rate by a little bit. Huh. That's interesting. Ness1 says, will anything ever be done to combat inflation? I've played this game for something like 1.5 to 2 years and have watched the economy go insane. Something should be done at this point. I mean, the economy has been in a pretty steep slide of deflation for the last year and a half. So, yeah. let's see. Doppelheathen says, most of the custom avatars I see on Coldfront's page lie way outside the guidelines. Why is that? Well, because we were honoring requests that were outside the guidelines. Because we were like, well, you know, technically these people used $50 worth of resources to get this, so we should really do what they want to do. And a lot of those were made by people other than us. You know, somebody would do an elaborate animated one, and then everybody starts requesting elaborate animated ones. I feel like that having that gallery on Coldfront causes a lot of the problems. I like it to be there, you know, but I don't know. Maybe I should make it so Coldfront only shows the ones that are within the guidelines, so that people don't get the wrong idea. Like, only the ones that I, like, allow there. Enil No says, online, backwards, okay. Can you make the bag of goodies a usable item in clan matches? No. There's a typo in when you eat the stuffing, says Jan Dungeon Man. That I should fix. Yarek the Real Bad says, how about a drawer full of drawers? There's a drawer full of drawers in my dresser. I don't actually have a dresser. Zen00 says, I've been wondering, are there any plans to increase the stats that spleen items give you? As they are, they're pretty weak for the difficulty of how to get them, in my opinion. Well, they're not weak for the... I mean, I would say the ones you get from the market are not weak for the difficulty of getting them, because the difficulty is not that great. You know, not that high. Ashlan says, you once said a custom avatar form could be made if the artwork was pre-made and was exactly like the in-game art already in the game. Is that still true? It is true, but almost no one seems to have any kind of aesthetic sensibilities at all, given the submissions that we get of pre-made artwork. Like, at this point, what it says in the guidelines is true. Like, really, unless you are absolutely positive that we're going to accept it, like, don't spend a lot of time on avatars. If there are any clean lines in it, if there are any thin lines in it, if there are any straight lines in it, it is going to be rejected. If there is any, like, Photoshop blurring effect in it, it is going to be rejected. If anything goes out of frame, it's going to be rejected. There are some tricks for getting stuff to, like, move across the screen. Like, you can sort of have it fade in at one edge, fade out at the other edge, and then there's never, like, broken lines going across it. But, like, seriously, it's tricky to make stuff look like this stuff. I mean, it's not tricky, really, for me, because I just draw and scan it always the same, you know, and I've gotten good at putting parts of my stuff together to make stuff look right, but other people, you know, it's like, Max Demian and Miraxis OK, both very good at it. You know, look at their stuff. If you can make something that looks like that, we'll take it. You know, but I don't actually know if there's a way. I wonder. I bet on Max's page he has a list of all the avatars that he's worked on. That seems like the kind of thing he would do because he's kind of a jerk. Not so much a jerk, just as a jerk. Calamari says he used to play Blades of Steel with his dad. Ah. Vlad Slipshod says PvP sucks. Oh, and PvP fanatics, feel free to find my multi with a stone broke and PvP the hell out of him. Man, a lot of these are. Dark Llama says hi. How much meat is left the game through the MMG? Also,
be
could
sure
it?
To
damn it!
Copy of Sam,
hey, let's all listen to this advertisement. God damn, this is annoying. What is that, like every half hour?
Warm and squishy.
Must be.
Inside once you do.
Good old JJ McKay. Could it be made so familiars that are already in the terrarium could be taken out? Thanks. No, don't want to do that unless it's something very rare. Vlad TP says, Jan blocked some cock in a group IM with some hotties. I don't think that doing anything in a group IM with some hotties really counts as cock blocking. I think that's people who don't really, you know, understand relationships, usurping the terms of some, you know, the group of people who does. Yeah. See, the thing is, you're not going to have sex with them in IM. Or if you do, you're not actually using your cock. So you could say that he was blocking your ability to maybe cyber with somebody who may or may not be female and may or may not, but is probably not hot. But, you know, just saying. Those pictures they show you, they aren't always accurate. Man, see, now who's the jerk? I ought to be more like Max Demian. Yeah, we love you, Max. Sort of. Anyway, Danger Lumba also asks, how much meat is left the game through MMG? Let me take a look at that. Select star from globals. Close to nearly 500 million. It's really slowing down as time goes by, and that's good. It's slowing down because I wonder how much of the... I mean, if as much meat has been sunk so far as was spent in the mall today, I don't know if that's since last midnight or what on Cold Front. I don't know when that... I was under the impression that it used to be that in a given day, 3 or 4 billion changed hands through the mall. But I don't know that that's true anymore. It might be less than that. I mean, with the deflation the way it seems to be, I mean, I don't know that Mr. Accessories are really... I've always felt that they were a good indicator, but maybe they're not. Anyway, yeah, 500 million gone from that. Jeffrey Duke says, have you thought any more about a suggested from a few weeks ago for clan mascots? Yeah, we have. We had a big argument in the dev team's forum about how if I put in the ability to select clan mascots, that would cause all kinds of strife inside clans and like splinter clans and like would be formed and people would be exploiting it, and I'm just like, what the, you guys shut up, I hate you, Bashy. And then I kicked him in the balls over IM, but then somebody ball blocked me. I think it was Jan Dungeon Man. DeCyclops says, this is really JJ McKay, be sure to register your copy of Sam. I don't believe that you're actually JJ McKay. Deathstyle says, you should put jam in the kingdom so that I love Jews and want to buy them jam can buy me some jam. Alright. JLE asks about the 7 undiscovered trophies, and I'm not telling him. Ricker Scott says, will there be more familiars like the Peed soon? When you made it, you sounded like you had some ideas for others. Yeah. Yeah, there will be one of these days. Mashed Mage says, hey, Jake, have you gotten a hold of the recent releases of arcade classics? The Capcom one is especially cool, and for the sake of tradition, when will the Pickle Factory reappear? Well, Mr. Skullet will have to answer that question for you, and I picked up one of the like $20 Midway arcade classics for the Xbox, I think, but then, not that I would ever do anything like this, but Werebear actually sent me like a 10 DVD set of every arcade ROM. for me to build a MAME cabinet, which I'm probably going to do at the office one of these days. Actually, maybe I'll just have the pretentious artist build it for me. That sounds like a good project for him. And we can use company money to pay him to do it. You guys are okay with that, right? Using donations to build a video game cabinet? I thought you would be. Ricker Scott says, congrats on sneaking pro pineapple tax past Scully. Hey, yeah. No, it was insidious. DeCyclops says, you canned the edible seal clubber skill? No, that's not good. They stay fresher in a Ziploc container. No, I didn't can it. Abracadabra says, how about the sticker idea, but it's turn-based? Right, well, which just means that basically seal clubbers craft potions, which give you temporary buffs. Which, I mean, that's... I don't know. I like that, but I wanted them to have something kind of different-y, you know? I don't know. Yon Dungeon Man says, you can make the stickers like the things in Fable that you could put into your weapon, but you couldn't remove them. Well, sure, except that you would never be able to unequip your weapon, because if you did, we would lose track of where the stickers were. I mean, if you had two sweet ninja swords, and one of them had a red sticker on it, and one of them had a blue sticker on it, there would just be no way of distinguishing between the two in the database, and that sucks. Finn Solder says, you can make the stickers into like an item that will be put on a weapon, and the seal clubber could sell them, and they only last for so many turns. Yeah, so it'd be kind of a buff that was based on your weapon. I mean, Abracadabra says, ditch the idea. It seems overcomplicated and really dumb. Well, thank you. Stickers could be used as transferable buffs rather than equipment, says Hinoa4. Yeah. Mashed Mage says, say, Jake, the stickers thing for seal clubbers sounds kind of unfortunate. Perhaps the smithing creation needs... Okay. Perhaps the smithing creation need to parallel DB and Postomancer could be filled by three-a-day potions that act to buff muscle for some above-average amount of turns. The three-a-day thing would limit it and not require it to hit spleen, I think. Heh. Well, there'd have to be some explanation for why... I mean, as far as limiting it, from the user's perspective, I think spleen makes a lot of sense. But, yeah. Von Schiller says, Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks, just a coincidence? Yeah, I didn't know about that, and I still don't know. Let's see. Shaggy says, theory on Mr. A Price, people are liquidating them in prep for buying up Crimbo items. Yeah, that could be. There's a lot more people selling them. DeCyclops says, is the next question from Zen00? Yes. Zen00, who says he made up pie dinking on the spot. Arcone says, wow, your memory sucks. Learn to keep track of your keyboard. Yeah. Jedi Coconut says, another kind of button. Could you please add a remove all button from the list of friends and beliefs? Yeah, maybe with a checkbox confirmation thing. Shaggy says, could we have a class of day which shows all people who ascended on the same day so we can track our own progress against them? Huh. I don't know if you mean in people in your class. Oh, wait. I see. That'd be interesting, actually. To be able to see all the people who are the same class as you who ascended on the same day you did, just for the lifetime of your ascension. Although, I mean, it's not really going to be that great because you don't know how many ascensions they have behind them, you know? So they might have more skills than you. Vlad Slipshod says, Michael makes awesome custom avatars. People should check her out. Okay. Although, apparently about 3/4 of the time they're not up to spec. I don't actually know a lot of the times who has made... sometimes they have to be redone in some subtle ways. Anakaju says, can you comment on the following? Aspirin is an Uncle Tom soft green antidote, and Legolas was an Uncle Tom elf. No. Count D says, why not raise the price of custom avatar forms or just have a stock in the store? That way you could limit sales to 20 or so a month. Eh. I'd rather there just be a... I don't know. People would buy them and hoard them, and then nobody would be able to submit them. That would be awesome. Devin says, I know Max Demian from another MMORPG, and he was a jerk there, too. That's... come on. Let's be nice. Morbank says, hi, Jake. I think everyone should get coal for Crimbo. When you use it, you could crush it like Superman into a stone of extreme power, and then dance stylishly. Stones of Extreme Power might be making a comeback. Vicky says, I used to play Contra with my mom. She made Don't Kill Me on the Waterfall level into some kind of morality lesson. Mayhaf says, so does the MMG ever screw over both people? That would be hilarious. No. It doesn't. Arthur Dent 7 says, hey, Jake, you should make refrigerators for the campgrounds only for the purpose of putting weird-ass magnets on them. It'd be hilarious. And then sell different kinds of magnets in the store. Danger Llama says, what do you think about custom familiars? I think, no way. Aston says, I'll approve of the game cabinet, but only if it's solid gold. Oh, it will be. Count D says, hey, Jake, could you make the tattoos have more interaction with gameplay, or are they just extra load time? They're purely cosmetic, and they're gonna stay that way. Zen00 says, make weapons untradeable. But that sucks. There's no reason for it. Doc Trauma says, why can't the stickers just be something you have to combine with a weapon, making a new weapon that only lasts a certain time period? Well, because that would involve adding an expiry to weapons, which would then have to give you the old weapon again, and it would also involve having to make a new item for every combination of equipment and sticker for the, for the stickered items, and that sucks. Mr. Ascender says, you could always make it so every clubber can only stickerify one weapon at a time. Then you can record what item type is stickered with that in the what player record rather than etc. Arcone says, you can make a sticker constantly equipped regardless of what weapon, and then they run out after a certain amount of turns, but that doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's just the same as the buff. Bashy had suggested also having a different kind of thing that was like buffs that wore off, buffs that lasted a certain number of attacks instead of buffs that lasted a certain amount of time. So they would last until you, it'd be something that would make sense to wear off. I mean, like, you know, you'd sharpen your weapon or whatever. Mr. Ascender says, when trading items, the stickers could just get stolen in the mail. Yeah. Somebody made an account called JJ McKay and sent me, be sure to register your copy of Sam. Jay Lee says, do seal clubbers really need a consumable-type skill at all? The demand for one came in pre-Ascension days when SCs couldn't craft noodles, potions, and cocktails. Well, there's no reason not to give them one. I mean... JLE's always stirring up shit. Morbank says, I'm curious as to why Leash of Linguini is a skill and not a buff on the skill dropdowns, whereas Empathy is. Something tells me this has been covered before, so sorry in advance. Well, Empathy is a buff and Leash of Linguini is not. I mean, it's a self-buff, I guess. Zen00 says, do you read webcomics? Sometimes. I read Penny Arcade and I read Super Mega. I used to read Goats, but I stopped. Running out of questions. Cherry Blossom says, will Uncle Crimbo read all his Crimbo mail from us? Probably not. But go ahead and send him stuff. Send him all your meat. Maybe he'll send you something good back. Or maybe he won't. Omegazone says, why not create a special set of upgradable weapons, say a dozen or two of them? Yeah. Huh. That's interesting, actually. Although, really what that would just be a bunch of new smithing recipes. I suppose that... I don't know. I mean, I wonder if we could add a bunch of smithing recipes that required stuff that you had to make out of other weapons. Like, if you got some sort of, you know, mortar and pestle for grinding up weapons into other stuff, and that could just become... You know, we've been talking about, like, another... I don't know that this is ever going to happen, so don't, like, get your hopes up. But we've been talking about, just to sort of further work on the booze divide, making a second, like, super advanced cocktail crafting for Disco Bandits. So that they would be able to make stuff that was you know, close to tiny plastic sword drinks, but not quite up there, but something more on par with chow mains. So maybe the Seal Clubber one could just be, like... I don't know. I suppose they could craft some kind of volatile weapons that had a chance, that did more damage or had better enchantments, but had a chance of being destroyed every time you used them. Or it could just be somehow rolled into the smithing stuff rather than it having to be some kind of consumable stuff. I don't know. We should sit around talking about stuff like this. Which we do that all the time. That's what we do instead of getting any actual work done, is we sit around talking about stuff like this. Spinanet says, would it be hard to give altered items a unique ID pertaining to the player ID? If the item gets traded, the ID could then be switched to the other player? Yes, that would be. That would require a significant rewrite of the way everything works. Let's see. Count D is reporting something that got returned by mistake from the White Wednesday restoration and needs to be nuked. Go ahead and send a message to report that if that happens to you. Or, I mean, you can just keep it if you want to. I mean, bank error in your favor. Pastoroni says, Seal Clubber should be able to combine two weapons into a single amazing non-tradable weapon. Well, I don't know about that. Devonin says, re-Seal Clubber type deal. It would operate somewhat like pixels. You destroy an item and get certain little kinds of powders or whatever, then you can combine into the parts you needed for making the necessary special items. Yeah, that's kind of what we were thinking. Hat Hair says, could there be some way to add your entire clan to your contact list in one go? I don't know. Those huge clans would end up with contact lists that were 5,000 people long. Although, that's not really that big of a deal, I guess. I wonder if there's any kind of exploit. I wonder if you can push stuff off the end of the session by just putting a million people on your contact list. I wonder if anybody's ever written a script to do that, to just put everyone on their contact list. And I'm sure now a million people are trying. Or like a half a dozen people are trying. So... Hot Stuff was talking about wanting to put a Mr. Accessory in the mall for 10 meat, which I don't think you could, actually, for 100 meat or whatever, 300 meat. But then have every single player in the game on its ignore list. That's funny. Maurice says, why not have Seal Clubbers make things out of ice? The more intensely used, the faster they're used. That makes sense with them coming from the north. looks like a dead heart is checking in to take the stream after I do, rather than crossing the streams. Abracadabra says, it's probably just me, but I'm more excited about the future damage absorption upgrade. Cough. I don't think it's an upgrade so much as just a reevaluation. Okay, Oodle says, allow a Seal Clubber to skill an item with another eye of the same item to create a super that item and have it randomly revert to the ordinary item. Yeah, then you'd be all pissed off if it did it on your first attack. Grockley says, how about adding different animal rugs to your campground? They would require MP to activate, a la animal totems. For example, a barskin rug, which could be activated once a day and offer up a Disco Bandit cocktail. We were thinking about doing, you know, some kind of... shamanistic medicine man kind of thing, but then we couldn't really figure out how to deal with it. I mean, because I don't want Seal Clubbers to really be like a buffing class, you know? Devonin tells me something not to read. Yeah, go ahead and send that to me if you want, man. Pastoroni says, could weapons be used as single-use combat items? You could hurl it anime slow-mo style and it would explode in a hail of damage. Huh. That's kind of interesting, actually. Maybe turning swords into throwing swords. People saying that would be very useful, being able to add the whole clan slash remove the whole clan from the contact list. I don't think remove your whole clan is anything that really makes any sense anywhere. Maybe remove everyone. I don't know how I feel about that. It's the fact that there's no limit on the size that clans can be is, you know, makes it so there's no limit on the extent to which that code would execute. So it might be a bad plan. damn it. FFIX Master says, I agree 500% with the damage absorption revamp. I would love you for as long as it takes for you to screw something else up. So Cool says, so does this mean damage absorption actually does something now? Yes, it does do something now. It can reduce the damage the monsters do to you up to like 90%. When you add a clan rank, says Slwonmi, the rank added box is still not centered. Kind of odd looking. All right, I'll take a look at that. Abracadabra says, how about a new seal clubber skill, Super Advanced Species Extinction? Like the name? No idea what it would do, though. Well, write that up and suggest something. We'll evaluate it. Finn Solder says, making a mass damage one-use weapon would make the Naughty Sorceress easy to beat. Well, we'd obviously have to balance it against the thing that exists in combat items. JLE suggests smithable combat items, which actually is interesting. Perhaps made from mined ore or something like that. You know, maybe certain more powerful ones or more interesting effect ones. Would require certain kinds of stuff to be powdered to make them. Vlad TP says, maybe you should just make Eye of the Stoat work with Lunge Smack and forget about everything else with the Seal Clubbers. That would make my day. I thought Eye of the Stoat did work with Lunge Smack. I'm almost sure that it does. Rocket Manly says, I was just looking at the Worthless Trinket and I think I found my favorite graphic in the game. Ha ha ha. I don't remember which one that is. Throwing Whips, says Aston. I think that I'm going to stop because there are no more questions. Well, it's a good thing I got started a half an hour late. All right, I'm going to find a song here. Let's say this. No. How about some Bon Jovi? This is like 5 minutes long, so that'll give me plenty of time to give the countdown. All right, kids. This has been the Jake Show with a lot of technical difficulties, and I'll see you on Monday. I think it'll just be me again on Monday. So we'll do more questions, stuff like that. There'll be more stuff to talk about, I think, too. All right. Good night, kids.